And that Kuftes Vavamid Bay, let us just again start the Sugya of Shumshimi. Ahu Gavre Da'avki Shumshimi Gabi Chavre. A person gave over a pitodon of Shumshimi to his Chavre. Omalei, so now the Mavkid comes to the Nifkad, Havli Shumshimi. Please return my shumshimi, return the pekot. Omalei, so the Nifkat told the Mafkid Shakrasinu, you took it back, I returned it to you. So the Mafkid said, what are you talking? Well, Cain, the Cain Havian, there was a certain amount of sowing, Ubechavita Ranyan, and everything was in the Achodis. And go and look, and you'll see there's the same amount of sowing in the chavis of Shumshimin. You never returned it to me. Amalei, so the Nitka told them, Didach Shatlasinu. You had returned, you had taken your Shumshimin. Bahani Achinanime. That's true. That the shumshimi now in the chavis, that's different shumshimi, that's not yours, that's mine. Sava Rav Chisda Lemeima Hainu Shnei Tamidei Chachamim. That this is similar to the case that Rabbi was matir, that the wives of the two Tamidei Chachamim should be able to get married. So he mentioned the Chazanish says that this is a matzim of Kan Nimtza Kan Hoya. That means we know klal that the two Tamidei Chachamim had drowned in this mokim, and now two gufim came up, and there's a simin beinani that this is these Shnei Tamidei Chachamim. So a kaninzo kanhoyo with a tzirach of a simin beinani, we were matter ameishas ish. So who adin? If we have here, we know klo that that the mafkid has given over his shumshimi to the nifkat. So the wazicha wants his shumshimi here, and now he has a simin that these shumshimi, which are in the chavis, are his. So we have a tziruf of kam nimso v'kam hoyo with a simen beinani, which should be, if it's enough to be matra neshesish, it should be enough to be maitzi from the nifka. Le'emrina hanach ozlu la'alma v'hani achinenino. We don't say by shnei tamid v'chachamim that those two who are drowned, they disappeared. And these are other two people. No, we rely on this cheshbon of kanimtza kamoyo with a simen beinani. Omar le'rove, so Rove told Rav Chisda, midomi hosom komri simonim. Over there, there were simonim that these were the shnei tamidei chachamim. Hachi shumshimi mai simone islu. Where do we have a simon that these are the shumshimi of the mafkid? Udekama kain vekain havion. I, the mafkid, says, there was this amount. Maybe came out, it's the same cheshbon. But it's not a simin that the shumshimi, which are now here, that are the same amount that the mafkid put in, no raya that this is the same shumshimi. Let us see Taisvis. V'chein havyin u'bechavita ramya. So these were the simonim of the mafkid. Oymeri, da'ayri behivkid etzloi be'edim. It is speaking about that the Mafkid had given over the Shumshimi to begin with Eidim. Ulekach oyonoytol b'simin mubik. So therefore, if you have a proper simin, he'd be able to take them away from the Nifka. The Ileke Eidim, but if on the Etzim Pekod, there's no Eidim, Mamoyel HaSimin, so how can the Simin help? Yocholoyma Lekuchen Hein Biyodim. That means as follows, that the Baal Hashum Shemi, the Mafkid, had a simen. Let's say he had a good simen on the Shumshimi. But these were his Shumshimi. Now, if there's no Eidim that was given over to the Nifkad B'Pekodim, and now the Nifkad is holding the Shumshimi, and the Nifkad Wataina Lekuchen Hein B'Yodi, the Nifkad Wataina that I purchased them from you. So would the Simonim have any effect? Sure you have a Simon. This is your Shumshimi. I purchased it from you. So Memela, it's Dvorim She'ina Masuyim Lahashel Lahaskir. So if I'm holding something and I'm timing Lekuchem Hein Biyodi, I'm Nemo. Even though you had a Mori Kama on the thing. Your simin does not prove that you didn't sell it to me. Your simin proves that it was once yours. But it doesn't prove that you didn't sell it to me. Now, L'chayre Taisvis means to say, what we have to understand Taisvis. L'chayre Taisvis says he can time L'kuchen Ein Biyodi. Fine, but he's not timing L'kuchen Ein Biyodi. He's timing Echzati L'ch. And Echzarti Loch, he's bringing proof that it wasn't Echzartali, because I have a simon, this is my Shumshimi. So L'chayra Taisis means to say we should believe the Nifkad was Amigu. That means, if the Nifkad, the Simonim, only were connected to Echzarti. I mean, how could you say you returned it to me? These are my Shumshimi. I have a simon, that these are mine. But if I were Taina Lakachti, so the Simen, you wouldn't win the Din Taira with your Taina of, with your Simen. So Memela, you should believe me. Herzalti b'migo de Lakachti. So we have to say that there are Eidim who saw how this was, that it came into the Rishus of the Nifkad, a Yidei Pikod. So now the Nifkad is not Nemo to Taina Lakachti. It's not a tvisa mulchachas. That what he's holding it is not I that he bought it, because I know it came into his reshus. Al yedei lekich, al yedei pekod. So Taisa says, that's what you have to say. The chayim, that's what Taisa is making an akimte in argamo. The chayim, hoda oma perik ezeneshe. There's a gemara, a similar gemara is there, Nesher. The gemara says as follows, Hani zuzi diyasmi, heichi avdin en lohu. The gemara says that there's a big Indian to invest money of Yisraimim. Should be called l'schar, v'rochik mehefzit. That the Yisraimim should have a panosa. But we have to make sure if we're investing the money of Yisraimim, we have to make sure it's a safe investment and the person we're giving the money should be responsible and have enough wealth that to ensure that the investment will, they won't lose, he won't lose the money and the Yisraimim will lose. So we have to find someone who has money. Now, not all the time
can we know who has money or not? It could very well be the money that is in his possession doesn't belong to him. Maybe it's a pikadon. So how do we know who really has money? Hechi avdin elohu. Chazina inish, we see a person, the islay dava priche, he has pieces of gold. The Taisus Arosh explains, the dava priche does not have a simen. So that means if someone will come and say that this is my dava and I'll give a simen, the dava priche doesn't have a simen. So memele, so the baal, the person who's holding the zav, zicher, will zicher remain by him. No one will take away this dava priche. The davke dava priche, avol kalem. But what if he doesn't have dava priche? He has kalem. So who knows if this is his kalem? Dilma afkedino gabe. Maybe someone else was mafkid these kalim by him, they're not his. The yoiv simone vishokalu, and they'll give simone him, and they'll take it away from him. So you also have to say, l'chayre, let him be nemon with amigu of lakachtiv. So you have to say, speaking about that, the Gemara means maybe these kalim were given over to him lifnei edim as a pikodin. So maybe he doesn't have an amonis to taina lekachtiv. So then he'll have to go, and then he won't be nemon to taina achzartiv. So the same bekimta we say here. We'll say there. Or maybe Lechatchila can say Lekachtiv. They don't even need a Migu. I mean, Dumaf Kedina Gabe, Biyav Sime Vishokalu, why can he sign a Lekachtiv? So, of course, we have to say that they were afraid maybe the Kalim that are in his possession were given over by Pekod. Umiyukosh, the Omar Bahakoisip, the Gemara Ksubis relates, Gabi Kase de Kaspe, Tafkidu Beich Chasa, that there was a silver kois that was given as a pikodon to Chasa. Shochiv Chasa, now Chasa died, suddenly he drowned. The loy pocket, and he never told anyone, he didn't tell the Bnei Bayis who the kais belongs to. So now the shaila is, what's going to happen with this kais? So the Gemara says, if someone comes and gives a simen, so we'll give the kais to this person who gives the simen. Now that what we will rely on the simen, that is dafke a person who's not rogel to enter Chasa's house, never entered his house, he's not rogel da'ayel lebeise. So memela, if this is not the owner of the kais, how did he know the simen? Sakocha, he's the owner. Avol rogel da ayel lebeise, but if this person is rogel da ayel lebeise, eimer inish achina afkiv, could be that, so the simen is no proof that it's his, could be someone else made the pikodon. And he was rogel, he was a steady visitor of Chasa, so he saw the simen, so now he's coming and saying that this guy said this and this simen, so that doesn't mean anything. Umashme da ayri shalai hifkid ze be'edim. Now, so akochoch, if the Gemara says that a person who is rogel, he won't give back. Because maybe he knows the simin, maybe someone else was mafkid it, and he saw the simin through the regilus of visiting chasa. So Al-Kochach is speaking about that he doesn't have Edim, that he was mafkid it. The Gemara says if he's rogel. In other words, if there was a person, Bevel, who used to visit Chasa every day. So the Gemara says, if Bevel will come now and say the kais is mine, and will give a simen, so he will not return it to Bevel. Because the simen is no proof that it's Bevel's. Could be Bevel knows the simen because he visited Chasa every day. And could be he says not the mafkid, it could be the mafkid is Chatzko, not Bevel. But if Bevel doesn't visit him every day, Bevel was not a constant visitor, then we'll give it to Bevel. The Bevel's a visitor, so the Simon doesn't prove anything. Maybe Chatzko was the mafkid. So Kochoch, this Bevel does not have Edim that he was mafkidit. Because if Bevel would have Edim that he was mafkidit, so what's Geit Meron, if Bevel visited him every day or not? Bevel held Edim, he was mafkidit, so what are you afraid that he knows the simin because he saw them in Chasa's house? It was his, that's for sure. So our Kochach we see from the Gemara, that will give back to a mafkid with a simin, afilu the mafkid does not have edim shevkida yetzli. That's what we see klof in Yom Gemara. Now the Gemara says if this person is a rogel, so it's not a simin. But if he's not a rogel, we'll give it back to him, even though he doesn't have edim. Afilu hachi. There the Gemara says two things, that it won't remain by Chasa, and we'll give it to whoever gives the simon. So the Gemara says as follows. Chodi yedine bei bechasa deloy amit. Number one, Chasa couldn't afford such a case. He wasn't wealthy. Oy tokeyoyv simne. Mamoyla simin kimin shleiv kedeslei beid. So lochayre, Taisus and the Kasha understood that the Gemara is saying two reasons why we'll take it away from Chasa. Number one, because Chasa couldn't afford such a kais. And number two, so Taisa understood that Philochasa could afford such a case, but how could this person give a simon on it? So since he gave a simon, it's a raya that it's the market. Okay, you have simon. So it's a raya, it doesn't belong to Chasa. Take it away from the Yosha. So Taisa asks, if Void means, that's what Taisa understood, Void Afilu, he would be Omid, so how could a Simon help Take? So Lechaira, he could Taina Lakachtiv. And if he could Taina Lakachtiv, so he should be able to keep it, whatever Taina he's Taini. Or, over there we're talking about Yoshim, so let's Taina Lakachtiv. V'yeshloima sheshnei ha-taimim matzrich v'loi omid v'koyoiv simne. So Taisa says, v'oi does not mean that afilu he'd be omid. Well, the Gemara is saying two things. The Gemara is saying, number one, it's not chasid, because he couldn't afford such a kite. And number two, but whose is it? The one will give a simen. So that means, so we're building up from from two mekoires, for two sibis, that will give it to whoever gives the simon, because kasa could have never afforded to purchase such a thing. So amigo v'lekachte, or a time of lekachte, but doesn't have. And yen has a simon that on the kais, on the mele, mistame, he's the market. So Taisus was machadish now that va'oid does not necessarily mean, I feel we won't say the first parts, no, va'oid means a double noisiv to the first mahalach, there's another likuda here. And with both together, we will give it to the market. We taime in Cain, if that's how you touch va'oid, so then I have a problem. Besayf per kamed ksubis, gabi orus varusose. There was a maise, there was an orus and arusose. And the arusa was muberes. And, Shaila is this uber amamza, or this uber from the orus? So Rav Yosef made two chesbonos. The Kama Rav Yosef, Chode, Toko Moide, the Oros is Moide, so, Mamel, the Oros is Moide, that it's his child, so that's one chesbon, that it's a kosher child. But oi, in another chesbon, Omar Rav Yehuda Meshmul, Halacha Kiram Gamliel, that Rabbi Yehuda Meshmu said we passed on Rabbi Gamliel, and Rabbi Gamliel says the Phoenicia is Muberes, and she says, Lakosha Nivalti, we believe her, Atainas Bori. And she says, Lakosha Nivalti, so that alone is sufficient. So, Poshit Pshat the Gemara is that Rabbi Yosef is giving two distinct reasons why the child is kosher. Number one, we have the mnemonis of the Orus. The Orus has Minoy. Number two, we have the mnemonis of the Isha. So Abaye asked, and the second Mahalach, Ubaho ki loy moidi, if you wouldn't be moidi, saying va'oi. That means, Afilu the Orus says, But it's not Minoy. So you're saying Va'oi, Ram Gamliel is Marshal, we pass on Ram Gamliel. Ki loy moide, if he's not moide, mi Marshal Ram Gamliel is Marshal. We'll see that because Ram Gamliel is only Marshal by, because Rav Kshayna Metzlo. Because Rav of the people, Samazay Anisha, Pnuya, and she says, Lakosha Nivalti, so we believe her because right people are Ksheiran. So Mustama, the child is kosher. But over here, Anarusa, it's right Psula Metzla, Kol Psula Metzla. So the Gemara asks, void means that Afilu, if the Oros is Makrish, then how can you be Masha the child? According to Ram Gamliel, So Tosfos says, "Umay kushe, Dilma Rav Yosef matzri shnei ataime." That means, if you'll tell me va'oid means, afilu he would be makrish, or we have another biru, because she said that she was nibble from the oros. So then you have a kasha, that Rabbi Gamliel was never marsha by Rabbi Psulim Metzlo. But maybe va'oid means that together, not together, he says, he's moide, and she says also that it's from the others, so together. V'yashleima. So Taisa says, a full of void means together, the time of the Hokamoida loy mahani lechudei. If you'll tell me you need a tziruf of two timing, so you tell me his eidah alone is not sufficient, because for whatever reason, the time of Dokam Maidi Loimani, Lachudei, Lemahani Nami, Maida Lohakiram Gamlil, Kimlemashram Gamlil, Alaboy Psheirim Eslo, Lohakulam Psulim, Levad Mayoris. Lohi Porech, Kiloi Maidi, not, I feel he wouldn't be Maidi, Pesh, Kilemahani, time of the Maidi Lachudei, Mimahani, Ba'adei, time of the Lohakiram Gamlil. So the Gemara means to ask, that means if you need Rabban Gamlil, Al-Tzatzirov, Al-Tzatzniv, you don't have Rabban Gamlil. Am Gamlil shtik teir is only by Reib Sheirem Etzla, here you have Reib Sunim Etzla. So here, Va'oid, I feel you say it's a sniv, also doesn't work. Isramuye Isramile. Oche Mashme, Dominion Umide Loihave Simit. From Agamar, what's in Rabbi Tainer and Rav Chisde, that no Zustau zu Schnei Tamide Chachamim, there there was a Simit. Here, this could be a coincidence that there's the same amount of Shumshimi, but this is not a Simit. Ho Adam Abayla Metzias, Mide Mishkal Habe Simit, Mide Eminyan Nami Habe Simit. The Gemara says that in by Shabbos Aveide, a person will say a minion, that's a simon. So we see that minion is a simon. So Taisus answers, Osa Mairi Be'inyin She'in Derech Bnei Odom La'atzniya. Avol Hoche Derech Bnei Odom La'atzniya B'midizu. So Taisus says there's two types of a minion. That means there's a standard minion that is like another simon. And that's what Agamor is speaking about. There were 20 saw of Shumshimi, that's the Seder. I mean, they used to come in packages of 20 saw. That's how they used to pack Shumshimi. So that's not a simon. There we're speaking about a unusual minion. So that's a simon taker. Just like Mishkel, if it would be 5 3/4 pounds, so that's already, so that's a simon. So Mamela, so a minion also, which is not Derech Latznia, is a simon. So Taisa means to say that we're Argamara speaking about one type of a minion, and the Gemara and Bar Matzi is speaking about another type of a minion. The Taisus HaRosh answers Taisus Kashe with a different teret. Taisus makes an akimte. V'li nire den ledama yisimin da'ashoves aveide l'simin shal yodoy mitziyin dovo mecheskas ba'olov. It's a Taisus HaRosh as a yisaydis the keteret. That here we're being mitzi from a mulzik. The nifkad is a muzik, and the nifkad is timing its mind. So you want to be mighty from a muzik. Minion is not strong enough to be mighty from a muzik. That's what it means. Minion is strong enough to be mighty by Shabbos Aveda because there is not a muzik. The person who found the Aveda, it's not his. He wants to be meshuvah to the Bailam, but he's not considered a muzik in the Aveda. So minion is sufficient. Minion is sufficient to be for Shabbos Aveda. Minion is enough of a simon. But it's not enough of a, it's enough of a birul by a Shabbos Aveda. But it's not enough of a birul to be mighty from a music. Look to Gemara Vaita. Omar lei Malkishisha Barav Chizdel Rabashi. Umi chai shinan shema pina. So he said like this. He said, we have here a pilpul. We have here a pilpul between Rove and Rav Chisde. Is this a semen? Isn't it a semen? I mean, that according to him, this is proof tatake that he didn't, that this is his. The shimshimi which are on the chavis are his. He's proving it because he's giving a semen. Rove says that's not a semen. So, Makashisha said, there's a stamazim. There shouldn't be a shaila. Umichai shinon shem opino. Why should I clear? I know clear that there was once his shumshimi here, the shumshimi of the mafkid. So we'll see, I don't clear that the shumshimi was taken away. That means, let us see Rashi. Umichai shinan shem opinan eicha de simne kame ise kama. That means as follows. That means that we know klo that there were 20 so of shumshimi that belonged to the market. So we know in this mokim, in this chavi, in this chavis there were 20 so of the market's shumshimi. We know that klo. So forget about now it's a raya that the ones that are here now are his because he's giving us a min. We know there were 20 so I have no right to declare that these 20 so were in Hispanic. A kozman, I don't know of Pinoy, I have to assume that it wasn't Hispanic. And I have to assume these are the 20 so that was here in the beginning. And I have no right to say, no, the 20 saw they were in the beginning were given away. This is a different 20 saw. I don't say that. I say, kan nimso, kan oyo, without simonim, without a birur of simonim. You're not chayish opino. Now what Rashi says, heichad de simne kame isa kamon, that means if the same amount is here that was when the same amount that is there now was there when he was marketed, so I have no right to declare that this is that the old shumshimi was nispana and this is a different shumshimi. Was not Motzokli v'kosev olof kuf kol. I found a kli, and there was on the kli was written a kuf, and there's money in the kli. So that means that this money is kolbenis for hegdish. It's hegdish to get money. Mem ma'isa dalid the mua. They used to go and write Tov Tachas Trume. Lochaneh brings down, it's a very modern Zach in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is giving reasons on what all these oisius mean, kuf, kolben, meiser, and tof is trume, and then by trume we go with a megillah, shebishas, sakana, yikaisim, and tof, tachas, trume. So it means that Taisa Shantav says that he's giving the reason on all of them, it's going on, the last one was trume, so he says trume, but he's going on all of them. The Elchaneh himself wants to say something very interesting. He brings a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, Tess, it's also Trume. I was Tess Trume, because Tess is Toif. And by Trume, Eschel by Mimeno, the truma has to be from the best of the tarubis. So memela tes is toiv, and toiv means truma. That's what the Yerushalmi says. For us it says tes is tevel, tough is truma. So what's pshat? So he says as follows. He says the Yerushalmi is speaking about that a person was matznia peiros and akeli. Tes kemin toiv, tes kemin tevel. What does tes really mean? Whatever he meant, that's what the tes means. I mean, tes is, the tes could be lisparish, a few I found it. But, he was speaking about motzo. Motzo means that l'chayre, he didn't put it into the keili. He put it, someone else found it. Now someone else has to figure out what was put into this keli. So therefore, this Seder, so that what I assume, that tof is trum and tes is tevel, because this was written b'shas ha-sakone. So b'shas ha-sakone, the simonim were not only written for himself, b'shas ha-sakone, they were written for everyone. So anyone who sees this, one couldn't spell it out black and white. So one had to make simonim. So then I say, tof is trum and tes is tevel. Because even though tes could be toiv also, but since from the tes it's unclear, so we assume that tes is tevel and tof is trum. As he wants to say pshat. Al kaponim. So what do we see from this? So we see that loicha shinan shem opino. That means I have to assume that tevel was once put into this keili, so the peiros I find now are tevel. I maybe the tevel was taken out. At sure, at 100%. If there's a tes on it, the zichet peiros or tevel were put in. But maybe they were taken out. No, I say it's tevel. I say it's truma. So I don't clear that it was taken out. I don't even know that it wasn't taken out, but I don't clear that it was taken out. So the here also, I shouldn't clear that the shumshimi of the mafkid were taken out. Let us see Rashi. Kolben hegdish, dimu achulon trumish nisarlo veinechol alo lakoy. Asakone shegozo shor lekai mitzvus. Alma lo emrinon shem opinu waisei tvuhi shenosan bo beksivus oizeh ve'elu acherim. I don't clear bechlal that it was pino. Let us see Tosfos. Umi chai shinon shem opinu. Teimo mai kashihi. Mahai. What is the kash? To be b'moine yesh lochush lo'oilom shemo pino. V'loi nofik m'moine meches kose. Lachsach mira, Tosfos and the kasha understood the Gemara as follows, and Tosfos asked the kasha. The Gemara says, now let's understand the Gemara. The Gemara says that if a person finds peiros Tov, it's Truma. And I assume it's Truma. And it has Yisurim. I mean, it doesn't say it's Sofik Truma. It says I have to assume it's Truma. So Taisus understood how do you assume it's Truma. So perhaps Taisus and the Kash understood because Mestame Roiv Pa'amim Mishayla of Pinon Oiloi Pinon. I mean, the person put in Tumah. Was he Mefana? Wasn't he Mefana? So, Dachsach Meotaisus and the Kash understood, Mestoma Roy Pomim is not Mefana. So you have a Biru of Roy that this is Tumah. So my male, it's Tumah. You have a Biru of Roy, this is Tavu, so it's Tavu. Roy is a Mavara, Nisurim. But Roy is not a Mavara moment. We have a klal in Hilchem b'momen nachah harayv. So memele, so Taisvis asks, afilu you have a biru of roif, that afilu by Yisurim it says, I assume, b'toyres vadai, that it's tevel and trume, that's because I have a biru of roif, that Mr. Roif pomim you're not mefane, so I assume he wasn't mefane. But to be mighty for a music, Reb does not. That's me, that is pshat and tais with kash. So, but mamayne yeshloch ushloilam shem apine v'loi nafik mamayne mechaskasi to be mighty mamon for a music need a biru stronger than Reb. By Yisurim, Reb is sufficient. I think that's pshat and tais with kash. V'yeshloime d'niroloi ledamois Kiven de regilus lefanoiso, the filohochi loichai shinam shemopinon, is linyema moine namim of kinelei mechazoke, kiven de loichai shinam afogav de regilusu. Now I'd like to elaborate a little, I think, what Pshat and Taisus Teretz is. Taisus is saying, amoyo de kiyosait. Taisus number one is saying, regilus lefanois. It's not the way we thought in the Kasha that Fakir, Roy Pomim, a person is not Mefane. It's Regilus Lefane. That means, if you once put in Tevel, so you'll ask statistically, was the Tevel taken out? Most probably the Tevel was taken out. Well, once you put in Tevel, so the Tevel remains there. So there's a Roy Fakir, that it's not Tevel. Vav al piken, we say it's Tevel. Now what's pshat in this? How do we understand this halacha? It's regilus lefanis, and vav al piken, we say it's Tevel. So dachs me pshat is, the gemara psochim daftesom et aleph. The Gemara speaks about a concept of Ein Sofik Moitzi Midei Vadai. That if there was Vadai Chometz in a Mokim, and now it's a Sofik, if it was eaten up, Ein Sofik Moitzi Midei. You don't, I know there's Chometz here, you have to assume there's Chometz. I know there was, you have to assume that the Matziv that was in existence till now remains. So the Gemara asks, there's such a concept, Ein Sofik Moitz Midei Vadai. So the Gemara asks Akasha, is there such a concept? I'll ask you Akasha. Chover Shemeis, Viniach Migurem Balei Peretz, Afilu Hein Bnei Yoimon, Dizarei Ebeches Kosa, Shechazoka Al Chover Sheni Moitz Mitachas Yodo Dover Sheni Mesuk. So the Gemara says, let us say, in Sofik Moitz Midei Vadai. So what's the Kasha? So the Kasha is, the Sperus was Zichar Bons Tevel. That's for sure. Now, the Chover died. So I don't know, the Briris, if he was Masakin or wasn't Masakin. So Rashi says in Psochim, So why do you rely on a gimgum of roiv to be matal the tev? Ein sofik meitz mi devadai. So we see from Rashi a meirdik ezach. That roiv is also a gimgum. It's not a bill. It's a gimgum. And if there's a klal ein sofik meitz mi devadai, that means as follows. Kol's man, you had a vadoistike matzev, so you don't clear. In Sofik Moitzimi Devadai means that if there was a vadoistike matzev, I don't have a right to clear. And if I don't have a right to clear, so you don't bring birurim of roiv. Roiv is when I have a sofik, so roiv can be mabar of the sofik. But if there's no sofik in my mind, this was terrible. You don't have any right to declare that an ishtaris occurred, that this became a terrible. What right? No one told you anything. You declare it. So the Gemara answers on that kasha, achoga, it's not sofik uvadai, it's vadai uvadai. Chazoka is a vadai. Chazoka al-chova, it's not a roi, it's a vadai. But we see from the Gemara, a roi, you should say it's something might be the bad shape, but enough table. That's what we see from the Gemara. So that is pshat in our Taisvus. Taisvus says as follows. Why do we say that it is table? Loi palming your arm upon it. That means a person once put in table. So we'll ask statistically, does the table remain there or was the table taken out? Roy Palmin, the table was taken off. For Desveg, and I say it's table. So Kolchok Pshat is because we say Ein Sofik Meitzimi Devadai. And Ein Sofik Meitzimi Devadai means Ich Klernish. I have no right to think that the matzah changed. If I would have a Sofik, you'd go Basaroy. Ein Sofik Meitzimi Devadai means it doesn't have a Sofik. I don't clear Bechlau that there was Pinoy. So Memele, if you don't clear, so what's gave me on that this person is a muzik, but I don't clear that the shumshimi changed. There was once here the shumshimi of the mafkid, and I have no right to think that the shumshimi were in Hispana, and this is different shumshimi. I don't clear. If it doesn't have a Torah, if it's regilim lefanois, va'af al-pikin, I say it's vadai tevus, al-kochel delondes is, because it doesn't even have a Torah sofik, I don't clear, and sofik makes me day vadai. There's a Torah vadai, so that can be made full of a musik also. So this was the kasha that Malkashisha Barav Chizdeh Ravashi, that this whole shaila by Shumshimi is a very modern shaila. You do have a simon, you don't have a simon. Who did a simon for? There was zikher once in this chavis, the Shumshimi of the market, so I have no right to declare that they were in the Spani, even though it's in Gilus Lefanis. I have a right from them. Truman. So what are you telling me? So you're telling me that we're not chay Hashem opino. Ain't no safe. Rabbi Yosi, I'm afilu motze chovis v'kosev ole trume. Afilu he found a chovis, and it's written on a black and white trume. Arei elu chulen. It's chulen. Takert, it's rogul of anoisoi. This Yisod of Ein Sofik Moitzimi Devadai does not apply here, Rabbi Yossi says. Faker, I zikha since it's Rogel of Anoisois, I say that, zikha, there was once Truma here. But since it's Rogel of Anoisois, that's past history. Mistama now this is something else. And what is it? In Mistama it's Chulam, because Rei Peiris are Chulam. So you see, Faker, but since it's Rogel of Anoisoi, I assume that it was Nispana. שאני אומר, השתתת במולי תרומה, לא יש ידע ווס תרומה, אופינה. So you see, from Rabbi Yossi, that since it's Rogel, I say, Fakert, I assume it was here in Hispan. Bohoche, bohoche, miflegim. So what is the Tanakamah? Mar sove, misa de pino, michper have kofa. The Tanakamah holds, if, but see, it's Rogel of Anoisi, but if he would have been mefaned, he would have erased the ois on the keli. This ois is a shreklecha ois over here. This ois is telling me that the contents of the keli are truman, it's not truman. So that gufa that the ois wasn't erased, that's a raya, not loicha. Here I see klo, he wasn't mefane, because he would have been mefane, he would have erased the ois. The idor. What does Rabbi Yossi hold? A mishtaluyi ishtalay. Sure, he wanted a race race, but he forgot about it. Inami lefan cheshovke fakert. It's very good that this ois is left on the keli, because this will be a shmira that no one else will go and take, will help himself with the payers in this keli, because he sees a tough there, so it's very good to leave. He knows he took it out. But Fakert Bedavki doesn't want to erase. It's not a raya. Could be he did it big about Ustzeirach Shmira. Rashi Michba Vekofale Mekaneach Vegoyra Oyesoitz. He would have been Mekaneach the ice. The Pancheshovke Latzolos Perisha Beseiche Nich Boize Bulegirro Kadeshi Yabodlub Neodle Mehem. Panchei loshen shimo, kodem shetela momayne bodem chos, vdeish legzilu emeno. Vedoim aloi bagoi zaleifim, like er sode, b'shem reish galusa, o panchei balme kabine. Zok teisviz, eimer ishtalu yishtali, persha b'nechananu, birishalmi demaiser sheni, בפרק בייס, רבי יוינה ורבי יוסי אבי שוטפי בגר ודחן. רבי יוינה רבי יוסי ושוטפי. כד דומוך רבי יוינה, מן רבי יוינה וזנפטה, אומר רבי מוני ברי דרבי יוינה לרבי יוסי, שרד מוני, the son of רבי יוינה went and told רבי יוסי, Now let's make a cheshbon. He was shutfim, so all the barrels that it's written Rabbi Yoin on it that belonged to my father. On Malay, so Rabbi Yosi told them Ishtakid Hava Didei. Well, you see his name on it. Last year his name was last year was his because so he wrote his name. Above a hash the DD. Again, so ishtalu yishtali, bechlau tznorai. Zot the Gemara weiter. Yitzchak reish galuse. Yitzchak was the reish galuse. This was a post. It was an official. Ba'achte de Rav Bibi, ave ko'ozel mikul tovo la'aspamye. He was going from Kultovo la'aspamye. Vishochev, and he came to Aspamye and he died. Sholchu mehosom. So from Espana, they sent a yediyah. Yitzchok reish galuse ba'achtei d'Rav Bibi habeko'ozo mikotovo l'Espana. V'shochev michashinon l'tre Yitzchok oiloi. We chayish l'tre Yitzchok. So before we go into the sugya, I'd like to learn the lashon of the Nemuki Yosef who is Mavair a little bit what the story is. We should have a clearer picture of what happened over here. The Andaf Mem Gimel Amad Aleph, the Dafei Harif, and it's four lines for when the lines start getting wide, and then Muki Yosef. V'uvde Ochi Havet. So the Muki Yosef explains the story was as follows. Shayadua hoyo, ki Yitzrok reish goluse mikul tove ave. It was a Yitzrok reish goluse from, he was the reish goluse mikul tove. Vishonchu me aspanye ish echo, sheshmo Yitzrok reish goluse meis beirom. And Aspamye, a Yitzchak Reish Galuse, died in Aspamye. Ve'yidu haboyim imoy, and those who traveled with him, sheyotzo imohem mirkutuve la'aspamye. That means, this Yitzchak Reish Galuse, they went with him from Kultove to Aspanje. And we know Klol, there was a Yitzchak Reish Galuse that lived in Kultove. Avoloi hoyu ha'edim, bloi anshei Aspanje makirim sheyehu oisoi Yitzchak shal Kultove. We don't know there was a Yitzchak Reish Galuse in Kultove. But we don't know if this was that Yitzchak Reish Galuse. V'hainu damrina, mi chayshinon shema Yitzchak Reish Galuse acher bo mimokim acher l'kultove v'yotze boholach l'spanya umeishon. Now the Shaila is, that means all that we know there was a Yitzchak Reish Galuse. And let us say, for practical purposes, let's say each state had its own Reish Galuse. A Reish Galuse was a governor, he was a chmeis, a mayor, he was an official of some sort. Now, Yitzchak was the Reish Galuse of Kutuva. Fine. He lived in Kultuve. Now, could be there was another Yitzchak Reish Galuse who was the Reish Galuse of Nardor. And could be this Yitzchak Reish Galuse was traveling and he went through Kultuve and he was going from Kultuve to Aspanya. And people went with, he was a Yitzchak Reish Galuse, and we went with him from Kultuve to Aspanya. But he was not the Yitzchak Reish Galuse of Kultuve. Could be the Yitzchak Reish Galuse from Nardor, who traveled from Kultuve to Aspanya. Avoloiho yu eidim leyanshe Aspanya makim sheyu oisa Yitzchak shal Kultuve. V'hainu damrine michashini sheme Yitzchak Reish Galuse acher bo mimokim acher l'kultuve. He came to Kultuve. V'yotza v'holach l'Hispanya n'meishom oiloi chashini. Elo amrinon sha'oisa Yitzchak sha'yedol b'kultuve. There was a Yitzchak Reish Galuse that lived in Kultuve. ולפיכך הביאו זה סומך להבדי אומי עובדי של שני תמידי חכמים ושל שומשמי דמרינן איכי שינן דהני אחי נינינו אביכי יש, maybe this is other שומשמי. We know there was one שומשמי of the market, but we had a whole chuckle of a time. Maybe these are other שומשמי. This is not the שומשמי of the market. Kochinami Michashinon Oisa Yitzhak Ozalam, the Zikhada was a Yitzhak Reshkalus and Kotube, where this Yitzhak Reshkalus is having the faintest idea. He went someplace, I don't know where he went, Vahaida Shochim Achino. That means I have fragments of information. I know that the person who was Nifta was Yitzhak Reish Galusa, and I knew he was traveling from Kirtuve to Aspamia. That's all I know. I don't know if he's the Yitzhak Reish Galusa. I do know there was a Yitzhak Reish Galusa that lived in Kirtuve. But does that mean since Yitzhak Reish Galusa lived in Kirtuve, so I have to assume that this is that Yitzhak Reish Galusa? Or could be not. The Yitzhak Reish Galusa is not in Kirtuve. That Yitzhak Reish Galusa that lived in Kirtuve is not in Kirtuve anymore. So should I assume this is Mistama that Yitzhak Reish Galusa who lived in Kirtuve? Or maybe not. Maybe that Yitzhak Reish Galusa left Kirtuve. And this is another Yitzhak Reish Galusa who passed by Kirtuve and went to Aspamia. That is the Shaila of the Gemara. Now, there's Pasim in Shuvas Marit. There's something else here. He was Rabbi's nephew. Now, if you know he's Rabbi's nephew, Rabbi, he says, was a famous person. It was Rabbi's nephew, so Baksim the Marit says that Lamaise, that's only the assumption. If he was from Kirtuve, he was Rabbi's nephew. That means they didn't know this Lamaise. That if he's the Yitzhak Reish Galusa from Kirtuve, then he's Rabbi's nephew. Now we know exactly who it is. I mean, we can tell his wife that she's permitted to get married. But maybe he was another Yitzhak Reish Galusa, and he wasn't Rabbi's nephew. Michai Shino Litra Yitzhak Eloi. Abaya Oma Chai Shino. Abaya says we have to be Chai. She can't be Mataranesh's Ish. With these fragments of information, you have to be chash. Maybe there's another Yitzhak Reish Galusa. Rava Omar Lo Yechashina. Rava said, we're not chayish. Why should you be chayish of such a thing? We know Klolos Yitzhak Reish Galusa that lived in Kirtuve. Now he's not around. Mustama, this is by Yitzhak Reish Galusa. He was going from Kirtuve to Aspamia. Omar Abaye Menoa Minolo. So Abaye said, I'll bring you a raya that there's a din of Chayshinon. You can't assume. So who get the Shtakach Benardo? They once found a get in Ardo, because of Bay, and it said in this get, Bitzat Klunye Moso, near the city of Klunye, Ano Androili Noi Neldot, Potris Betochis Yasplainis Insi. That I gave my wife a get, Androili Noi Neldot. I gave my wife a get near the city of Kleinis Mos. The Shikol Ha'oret is Kefal Aloshin Potris Betochis Yas Plainis Insi, perhaps the Kefal Aloshim was said because in every Ishus there's Kinyonim, Cheshemishpatiki Kinyonim, Aisha Niknis, and then there's Isurim, so it could be this Loshim of Potris Vetochis is Koilos Haidi, with the Get, she's Ais Ishtoin, and the Isurim follow. Vishalcha avua de Shmuel akami de Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah. So avua de Shmuel sent to Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Now, so let us explain what happened over here. This get was found. Now, the wife of Androili Noi Neldor came to Bezin and said, listen, this is the get. My husband gave me this get, and I'd appreciate give it to me. It's my get. I'm going to get it ready. So, Avua de Shmuel asked Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, can I give it to her? V'shalach le'tibdoik na'ador kula. She said, no, don't give it to her yet. We have to be biding. Maybe there's another Andrei Linoi over there. So just as Andrei Linoi gave his wife a get, could be there's another Andrei Linoi. So Memele, it's Lehulzak, but maybe there's another Andrei Linoi there. So Memele, we have to be Mebar. So you see, there's a din of chayshinon, even though we are not aware of another Andrei Linoi, but you have to be chayish, you have to be baidik. The Rava Omar, the Rava said as follows, Im Isa Yivde Kol Ha'olam Iboilai. That means, if there's a din chayshinon, so it is not necessary that this other Androi Linoi, which we're unaware of, is still in Neldor now. Could be he was in Neldor, then he decided to leave Neldor. He lived someplace else. So if there's a din of Chai Shinon, so you have to, just like let's say in our first case with Yitzhak Reish Kalusa, so we were afraid could be that this Yitzhak Reish Kalusa, according to you, Abaye, that Yechayish, maybe it's not the Yitzhak Reish Kalusa that lived in Kultuve. It could be this is Yitzhak Reish Kalusa that passed through Kultuve. So it could be, we have to be chayish. Maybe there's an Andrei Noi that maybe once lived in Neldoi, but now he left Neldoi. So if you're chayish, so you have to be baidik the whole world. It would be a true chash. Ela mishum kvaydoi da avua de Shmuel kudishalach achi. We'll see. This is a meiridike gemara. Let us see Rashi. So Trashi Michal Shinele Tra Yitzrot Eiche Deloi Huzeku Shnei Yosef Ben Shimon Be'erachas. That means we only know of one Yosef Ben Shimon. We have declared there's another one. Lava Omar Leiche Shinon Eir Deloi Huzeku. It's not Huzek, so why should you declare there's another Yitzrot Reish Kalusa? Avleiche De Huzeku Meideke Dama Lekamo. Ahu gite di shtaker benado, isha imedis, betoivato ilifonein, she is mourning the get, betzad klunye, shame ear. I would want to say a shtikel ha'ore, l'chayre, What is Rashi saying? Bitzad Klunye, Shembiya. Klunye is the name of a city. L'chayre, it's called that way. Tahu gite dishtaka benadoi bekosov bitzad Klunye Moso. It says klo, bitzad Klunye Moso. So it says klo that Klunye is a city. What is Rashi saying? Shembiya. Lulei de Mistafine, I saw a tshuva of Rav Moshe Nebenezer and Chelik Dalet. There's a machlokes how to write Naksube. When we write, let's say, Brooklyn, do we write Moso Brooklyn or Brooklyn Moso? And the Beis Shmuel, that's a shal to write in a get, not to write in a ksube. So Rav Moshe brings down that the Beis Shmuel says you write makes the Mesechus Tiran Torah Mos. The Beis Shmuel says you write Moso. You see, you write Moso Mechasya. So we see the such a the city of Mechasya, Moso Mechasya. And the Ramesh brings down the Goyin says no. The proper way it should be written. It should be written Brooklyn Moso. And he brings a raya from our Gemara. It says over here, Klunya Moso. The Goyim brings the raya from this Gemara. Klunya Moso. That's how it should be written. Lule de Mistafine, I think Rashi wasn't Goyilus Moso. So, maybe according to Rashi, there's no raya from our Gemara. That's what Rashi said. But in Rashi it said, Bitzat Klunya. So, what's Klunya? So Rashi says, Shame here. That it's a shame here. Tibodi kol nidoi im yeshem andri noyach echutz mi bali shozu. Maybe another andri noy. Vimise de chayshini yivde kol oilu mi boi loy. Shem andri noyach ahoyo benodoi vaholach loy. Shim kvoidoi shiloila zikoi ketoye b'sheil dobo sha'in tzorech. Now this is a moira diki gemora over here. We have a machloikis abaye v'rove, and in the musar advorim we have to understand the oimek advorim. Rove said that Rabbi Yehuda Nesiye would make such a gerachke. I mean, he said you have to be boitek the whole Nerdo. I don't know how big Nerdo was. Maybe it wasn't as big as Manhattan, but Nerdo is given a Pesachtot, near the Imbi Yisrael. You have to be boitek the whole Nerdo, which involved time and effort. You're right. Maybe we have to be Mevara. Maybe the stack another dos. And the whole reason this was said, that Avua de Shmuel should have Chalishas Adas, that he might think he was Moira Rashaila, which is an Irish guy. So because of that, he told him to be Moira the Kol Nedo. That's what Rava said. In Abayel, that Zichar Rechaz, but not Moira Nedo because of Chal Chal Chal. So Zichar to be Chaz for Chalishas Hadas, but not to go as a Vait for such a Chaz. So Al Kochach Medina, you have to be Moira Nedo. So that's a Bible, a Raya, Chayshino, and Rava holds, Loi Chayshino, and that was Mishim Kvoidei Davu, and the Shmur.